It's your boy Trey J. Just a quiet key with something to say. E from the Beta 813, I'm talking to you. Someday soon, I'll be on your TV. Stay tuned. Yes, sir. Welcome to the 17th episode of Tune In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and the word of the day is envision, which means to imagine as a future possibility, visualize. Be on the lookout for when I use it. The song of the day is Fly Like an Eagle, written by the Steve Miller Band, but I heard it sung by Seal on Space Jam when I was a kid. You know, I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I wanna fly. Fly right into the future. Oh yeah, them connections about to hit different. Stay tuned. Today, like the song said, we're looking to the future because I have reached the midpoint of my college journey. It's time to look back and reflect on what has been and consider what is to come. I am not alone today. Returning from episode 9, That College Life, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it now, is my main man from Sugarland, Texas, Serrano Davis, and my guy from Fort Myers, Florida, Regan's Fortune. How y'all doing, man? Welcome back to the show.
Blessed to be back. Thank you.
Appreciate you for having us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just remind the people real quick what your majors are. I guess Serrano can go first.
Cool. I'm an economics major on a pre-law track and pursuing a minor in Spanish.
Yes, sir. I'm a behavior analysis major, second year.
Got you. And I am a journalism major on a sports media track. I asked y'all to do this with me again because we are halfway done with college, man. That's kind of crazy. We just finished our sophomore years, and I want to know how you feel about the college experience so far.
I would say I'm really loving it and like blessed to be in the position that I'm in. Like, I was really just reflecting on it like recently, and like it's crazy to like see where I'm at now as opposed to like a couple years back, even last year, to be honest, because you know, we all got hit with COVID and you never thought like something would actually come out of it, but like once you really like see what happened like throughout COVID, it gave me a lot of opportunities, and I'm actually like grateful for the experience, you know, even though a lot of it was pretty bad. But like I got to be in a lot of new organizations that I never thought I would be, and that came from like COVID and like restrictions and stuff like that, and opening like new doors for me. So very glad where I'm at right now.
I personally feel that my college experience has been robbed, but that's just a joke. Because I have to keep in mind that, you know, I came into college wanting to get away from home. I got 4 years of really developing what I want to do in my professional life and in my career. But keeping COVID in mind, you know, it allowed me to like reflect and be really grateful and appreciative of like what I have, because a lot of people do have it worse. You know, you have high school seniors that didn't get to have a full four years of high school. You have kids in college like myself who won't get the full experience. And so with COVID, it also brought new opportunities, very similar to what Regan's had said. And it kind of helped me keep things in perspective. But yeah.
No, I'll agree. Like certain aspects were robbed. I'll agree with that.
I would say that like COVID, it messed a lot of things up, but it makes our college experience more memorable. And like you guys mentioned, the opportunities, it's kind of like the best thing that kind of happened to us. Like, we're learning a lot more about what we could do now that we don't have things to do. You know what I mean? Like, we're able to adjust to doing stuff from home. I've been on some calls specifically for my major of journalism. They're like, people probably won't be back in the studio because we can do it from home, which is like concerning because that's what I want to do. But like, obviously I can do it at the comforts of my home, kind of like this podcast. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. The theme of like this year is like adaptivity, or like being adaptable, you know, to like any situation, which is, it's good. And it's like, it's also bad because like, you know, we're not doing things that we used to do, but it, like, it's a little bit more innovative, you know, mm-hmm. like doing things like certain organizations that I'm in, we're like becoming like innovative when doing more stuff, like engaging people online and stuff that we couldn't do if we were in person. So there's pluses and minuses to it.
And I think another thing, this is kind of more of a COVID thing, is that it's really forced the world as a whole to really engage and think about their responsibilities and their blessings in life. As we saw like last summer with all the racial unrest, people really had to take the time away to like really reflect on like what they're blessed to have in their lives and their privileges. And so what we may or we may not see is people with more of a commitment to be more inclusive, like a variety of backgrounds and socioeconomic statuses, and like increasing people's ability to have their voices heard. And so, yeah.
That's a good point, because may us all being Black, we all kind of have been through that moment where like we're concerned about something, but COVID kind of made everybody concerned about it, or more people concerned about it. And now we're seeing they kind of go back to the way it's been with more police shootings and stuff like that. And it's kind of getting bypassed, not like it was last summer, when literally we were just in the house and that's all that was on the TV. So as life picks up, you know, we're kind of bypassing some of the things that may be more important. But I want to know, if COVID is the worst part of college, what did you consider to be the best part of college?
The best part of college? There's a couple of things. There's a very, very memorable moment, which was last year, February. Two of our boys were just like going at it, talking about basketball, literally. And just like that buildup, just how bad they were going at it. And then the next day, we all just came up and showed up for them playing one-on-one. We were just getting hyped, and that was pretty memorable. But besides that, I think just like the camaraderie that I've been able to build, like my friends and all, I think that's probably been the most memorable thing, like these relationships and really getting to learn who you are.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. A lot has happened, like good and bad, mainly good. Like, I've been all over the place. Like, I can say my fraternity gave me like people that I can really count on, and people that I'll see like as being friends like outside of college. Same thing with you guys. I see you guys as like friends for life, and to me, relationship is really important. So like I can say college, I'm extremely grateful that college gave me like the friends and like brothers I have right now, which is like very, very cool. And the memories, you know, that I'll keep off this.
Oh, okay. Gee. All right. Okay. I would say that the biggest thing that they preach in college is networking, and not necessarily like it, usually for your major, but I consider like relationships like these, friendships and just meeting people outside of your major, to be really important and necessary when you get to college, finding your people for, like you said, the rest of your life. I do consider y'all to be family. I love y'all.
Respect. We love you, Trey.
Yeah. What is the best piece of advice that you have received here in college?
Bro, listen, I just got the best piece of advice last week. So Reggie Lane, he's like the director of Black Male Excellence Network here at University of Florida. And he says this quote like all the time. It's that we are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is an act, not a habit. Or therefore, excellence is a act, is not an act, but a habit. I'm sorry. So that just, to me, like, obviously he said that a lot, but like at our closing banquet, he was like really harping on that and like trying to explain like how important it is to put ourselves on, like put ourselves at a higher standard compared to like other people around, especially going to like a PWI, right? So side note, like I was at a graduation today and one of the guys in my fraternity was called. So we, you know, we celebrated him and everything, but then like 30 minutes goes by and then you realize like, there was no other Black person being called. Like all these names are being in the college of where APK, so that college, HHP.
Like
so,
health and human performance, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. So it's like, bro, for 30 minutes, like 30 minutes straight, just straight white people, which is nothing wrong. Like, go ahead. Y'all graduated. That's good. But it's like out of all of that, no Black girls, nothing, just one Black dude. And then like the Black people started going again. But at that point, it was like 10 out of like the 100 names being called, you know? So, so then put that quote, and like apply it there. You know what I'm saying? He's like the guy that's in my frat, extremely successful. He's able to go work with Clemson's football team like starting in the fall. But that only happened because, you know, for him, excellence was a standard. It wasn't like something that happens once in a while, especially as Black men. If we want to get anywhere, especially on this campus, you got to make sure that like excellence is a part of who you are, a part of what you do. That's what like really like really is like the best like advice I could give. And that just doesn't go just to black people, but also to white, to anybody who wants to be successful. Excellence has to be like a part of like, it has to be just regular. It has to be the standard, you know?
Gotcha. So. The best advice I have received is don't compare yourself to other people.
For sure.
There are people who come in and get started immediately and you will catch yourself, like I did last year, sophomore year, like behind, like, how are y'all already here? And to be honest with you, like, we all have different paths. So you have to take it in stride and do it at your own pace. Still, like, get your stuff done, but, like, you have to know what works for you. That's what I would say.
Yeah. For me, I would probably say, you know, to take things in stride and keep on running, because in life, especially if you're not looking like one particular person, things are going to be difficult. You're going to have an uphill battle. You're going to have some hurdles on an uphill battle. You might have to run backwards, sideways, hop on one leg, you know, do all sorts of crazy things. But you have to take, you know, your lessons and your losses, like in context and in stride of like the ultimate goal, which is wherever you see yourself, whether that's graduating in 4 years or getting a doctorate's degree or, you know, launching your own startup company and dropping out of college. Like, regardless, you know, you're taking everything like in the context of what you need to do, and you should be able to filter out what's important to you and what's not important to you.
Sure.
Got you. Have you received bad advice from somebody?
Have you?
I don't think I have. There have been things that are like, nah, I'm not doing that or whatever. But that's probably just like a personal thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say something's like, they're really not trying to help me.
That makes sense. Yeah. I would say like kind of what Serrano was saying, like filter out what people are saying to you. Make sure like, okay, I can say like freshman year, a lot of people were telling me you got to do this. And I was doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I found myself in like certain organizations that I really didn't need to because it didn't help me.
Yeah.
So I would say, filter out what people are saying to you and like really look at it and see if it would like align with your goal. That's the one thing, especially as a freshman, you just want to, oh, I want to be here. I want to do this. But if it's not going to help you, there's really no point. Just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean you like should.
Yeah. I think that really stems from, you know, leaving high school and coming into college, you really need to know like your morals and your beliefs and like who you think you are and like have a good idea of you, who you are. Cause you don't want to be led astray and then, you know, persuaded into doing things that you might not have seen yourself doing. Now, there's nothing wrong with growing and becoming and, you know, still trying to figure out who you are, but it's important to like have a decent understanding of like what's right and wrong in your eyes.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that. Knowing who you are, and then it's okay to grow into who you are. So with that being said, coming into college or even now, do you think you picked the right major, something you want to do for the rest of your life?
For sure, bro. Like, right now, I'm a registered behavior technician, so I'm working in the field of behavior analysis, which is my major, and like I work under like the my supervisor, who is like what I want to be, which is like a board certified behavior analyst, right? So I'm learning a lot from her right now, and before, like I just really wanted to help people and all that, but like I didn't have the tools or the knowledge, you know. So she's like, even though I'm learning a lot of stuff in class, she's still providing me with like gems and all this type of stuff. And like, I'm actually having like a really fun time. I enjoy going to work daily and like seeing myself doing that like in the future. You feel me? So yeah, I'm very like glad and grateful. And I would say like for anybody like out there listening, if you can get like even a foot in the door into like your career, even if it's like a small like position, I would do that now so you can get the experience.
Yeah. Last semester I got the opportunity to cover 2 high schools in the area.
Yes,
and
sir.
Like you get to do interviews with players and coaches after the game. And a lot of times I caught myself saying, I love my job, which is crazy because like I'm at the bottom of the industry and I'm not getting paid. Yeah. So I got to figure out the money side of it. But like, I know I picked the right thing because I really do enjoy what going out to these games and talking to people I don't know and building relationships with players and coaches. So that's really cool.
Stephen A. Smith on the come up.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. I don't
know. Nah, for me, I think it's been a small bit of a journey. Going back to like middle school, I remember just seeing, you're going to think this is funny, But seeing the movie Wolf of Wall Street, just seeing how he was like crumpling paper and like shooting into a trash can and just doing whatever he did with money, I was like, yeah, I want to major in finance and like go into stocks, even though I had no idea what that meant. And then, you know, as I went through high school, I was exposed to taking AP research and seminar. And one of my projects was on, you know, like corruption and like the economics behind it in different scenarios. And just kind of seeing how economics could be applied in just one scenario, I was like, I'm kind of interested. And then I chose economics. And like the more that I've been exposed to the courses and the professors and like what they've had to say, it kind of got me interested as to why I like being in economics and like how it could be applied into public policy, into like what I want to do going into law school, along those lines. So yeah, I do not regret choosing econ.
Gotcha. So like I mentioned before, we finished our sophomore years. And it's summertime. So what do college kids do in the summer?
Work. Work and work out. I feel like the summer, for it depends on what you're like doing. For me, the summer is always about like just grinding, like in the gym, trying to meet my weightlifting goals, just go work and like figure stuff out. The summer is just like, I don't know. It's just, for me, it's just pure grind. Just work and just do what you got to do, like, and just have fun with whatever comes your way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of personal preference, especially keeping in mind where you see yourself in your professional pursuits, because I know a lot of college kids may just take courses over the summer. A lot of college kids may just use that time to go home and, you know, work just so they can have money for the next year. You'll see college kids looking to make research opportunities or getting internships because they need as much experience as they can, especially if they're going into grad school or the professional world for them is like really competitive. So in my instance, I will be taking classes, but not like traditional classes, I guess. I'll be studying abroad in Spain.
Okay.
But next year, you know, I need to find some kind of internship, whether that's with a law firm or a lobbying firm, because again, I need those networking opportunities and that experience in the legal and public realm.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I would say don't take the summer for granted.
Definitely.
That's, like I said, it's about grinding, but for anybody, just make it about growth. Mm. You know, because you're going to start the new year, like, don't make it better than last year. You know, don't stay, what's it called?
Stagnant.
Stagnant, yeah. Just make sure you're growing. That's it. In whatever way that's important to you.
Gotcha. My somebody in my department of journalism, I asked her like what she's going to be teaching over the summer. And she was like, the biggest thing for you is to figure out a way to hone your craft, yeah, and work on your content. So there might be more episodes of Tune New with Trey this summer, but at the same time, like working on my writing and reporting and stuff like that. So
gotcha.
Just like you said, that growth.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So a big difference between high school and college, one, your summers aren't really yours. Like you're constantly on the grind and doing things, but scheduling your courses, like in high school, you go to your guidance counselor, you give your preferences and they give you whatever. But in college, like not only do you get to pick your classes, but you get to pick the times of your classes. So what is that like? And like, what are your hacks, your preferences, I guess? What are you looking for when you schedule courses?
So the past like 2 years or like five semesters that we've been doing, usually I like to have like morning classes. I usually like to be done by like 2, usually. And if I have class, usually, and every semester I've had class every day. But this past semester, I really did not want to have class every day. Because I, like, especially with, like, me taking up more, like, responsibility and, like, work, my fraternity and, like, and another organization I'm in, like, I'm not going to have that much time to be. It'll make me more flexible if I have classes online and, like, I can manage my schedule. Because it was really good over COVID. Like, I was able to schedule my day however I wanted and do work, whatever, because I had the flexibility to. So I wanted to mimic that. But for the first time ever, I don't have any 8:30s, bro.
That's nice. 8:30 in the morning?
Because this semester I had an 8:30 on campus at Norman Hall, which is like a good 20-minute walk from the nearest bus that I take. So yeah, I did that once that semester and never again. I went to class. So Like, I would say, like, if I'm giving advice to anybody about scheduling, because I think I'm pretty good at, like, scheduling out my day and stuff, I would say look at what your involvement is and, like, give yourself time. Because you have the flexibility to. If you don't, like, if you have this class that you have to take, then do that and then schedule your time around that. But if you have the flexibility, then think, like, critically. Because some people just schedule a class and then, like, oh, no, I can't, like, go to this meeting because I have class. Or, like, even though you could have, like, bypassed that, you know? So, yeah, I usually just try to build my schedule around my involvement, which is going to get me.
My scheduling has been all over the place. In the summer when I started, my classes were from 2 to like 5 in the afternoon.
Trey was so, the only person going to class. Everybody was done.
Everybody was done. They were like, so what are you finna do? I was like, so I'm finna go to class. I'll catch up with y'all later. But yeah, in the summer, had afternoon classes. And in the fall, I had like classes kind of spread out, like morning, 8:30s. Oof. To like maybe the latest class I ever took was like 4 to 6. So I did that. But last semester, like with COVID, getting the set your own schedule, I did like that. So in the fall, I kind of did a mix. I have like 3 in person and 2 online. And I'm only on campus 3 days a week. 1, because I live 20 minutes from campus, but 2, because like I don't want to be on campus every day, if that makes sense.
Not true.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. It just, like you said, picking around what else you had to do. Because I remember in that first semester in the fall, I missed a lot of like meetings within my college, like different clubs and stuff, because I had class during that time. And you still have that now, but like now I realize like, okay, so they meet from like 12 to 2. If I'm off from 12 to 2, I can go. So those little adjustments here and there.
Yeah, definitely, you know, keeping in mind your extracurricular activities, or if you're looking to have a job, you want to try and schedule around your other responsibilities. Another thing is that, well, this might be biased just because of this pandemic, but I didn't mind morning classes like a 9 a.m. or a 10 a.m. And then this pandemic hit and then Zoom burnout hit. And this last semester, I had a morning econ class twice a week, but I don't think I showed up for the live lecture one time. I just watched the lecture, but even then it was kind of up in the air.
Yeah,
it was... I don't know. Maybe I'll be back into the swing of things. But typically, a morning class here and there helps you get up for the day, but that's just a personal preference. So I think being able to know what your personal preferences are. If you're coming into college, I promise you, those 8:30s are something else. You think you can do it because high school, but trust me, it's another
that's
animal.
Crazy, because we were getting up at like 7. Like,
I was getting up at 5 in high school, bro. I had a 5 a.m. workout, so I was getting ready at like 4:30. Okay. I'd get up at 5 a.m. workout.
Sheesh.
And then I came here, I was like, oh, 8:30? Oh, that's easy. I had it for 5 semesters. I never got used to it.
Perhaps he was a fool.
Nah,
perhaps.
Yeah. I used to, like, school for us started at 7:30, and the last year I started at 8:30. So that was like a nice change. But then, like, coming here, I guess something changed where I was like, dang, I had so much to do before I get to class. Like, I have to actually walk to class now. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that we're on the downward slope of college, what are you guys looking forward to for the next 2 years? What do you guys envision?
Me is just getting more leadership on campus, like bigger roles, like president of like certain things and like director of like certain things. So just getting my name out there more. Just so, because, you know, I have the goal of being in
Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting it out in the air so it happens.
Speaking into existence.
Yeah, yeah. So just, I want to get more, involvement that actually impacts other people. Plus, just to help people too. It's a win-win situation, you know? So, yeah, this next couple years, just working more, getting more work experience and more like leadership experience. Because I feel like I've been really coming into myself more in terms of, like, working with other people and, like, having more confidence in, like, a room with, like, other people.
Yeah.
I feel like. Yeah.
I am looking forward to inspiring, like, the younger generation. So, obviously, through this podcast, but, like, if you see me on campus, you got a question, I'm available to you.
For sure.
I can give you advice. It may not be something you want to hear. And it may not be for your situation, but I will do what I can to help you, and I will lead you to the right people. Along with that, different opportunities within my college covering the actual teams at UF, not just high school sports, internships, stuff like that, possible job, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
College has been limited so far, and it's only going to be even more limited as that timer runs out. So, you know, I really want to make the most out of the remaining time that I have here in any way possible. And, you know, whether that be, you know, ascending to leadership roles that will have impacts on future generations coming to UF that want to see change here, mm-hmm. or whether that be really making the most out of the opportunities that my college or that the university provides to help build my professional skill set, you know. I just want to do whatever I can to make the most out of my experience because I don't want to leave here with any regrets.
Sure.
Nice. What is your ideal place to live after college? A little fun question to end on.
Like, just place to live or like...
Okay, so we'll go place to live like anywhere in the world, but then like after graduation. So like you can give two, if that makes sense.
Okay, like I've always, just for like place to live, like just place I would like to go, I would always wanted to live in Europe, bro. I feel like that's like, I feel like that's like...
It's when you've made it.
Yeah,
classy.
That's where you made it. That's where like, said ooh, like, yeah, I'm just about to go to my townhouse in France real quick.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
Casually. You know, like, just casually drop that in there. Flex on him real quick.
Yeah, about to go for the day and come back. Day trip. But, nah. I would say Boston, like, because I'm from Boston, and, like, I like the climate up there. Have really good, like, behavioral, like, things in that area. I've heard a lot of good things about that. So, for me, Boston, I like, I have family there, and I like the cold. Anywhere up north, honestly. New York, New Jersey, wherever. But, realistically, probably going to be Tampa, to be honest.
Nice, Tampa, nice.
Tampa or Fort Myers. I'm going to stay in Florida for a little bit.
813.
Yeah, Tampa or Florida, or, like, or Fort Myers is where I'm really probably going to be working at.
Gotcha. I journalism one of those majors, man, where they send you anywhere. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. Like, I feel like I can make it anywhere. But if I had to choose, it would either be here in Gainesville, like, because I can't give it out. But like a side business that I'm interested in starting, covering high school sports, would be, I would obviously want to start it here in Gainesville because I've built a few relationships with some of the schools. But Tampa, where I'm from, I've been to Chicago once. Chicago is nice, man.
Yeah.
Like downtown, I would live there.
Yeah. Hoop culture is crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. And I'm a basketball guy, so that's yeah, Chicago.
Got you. For the sector, you know, like working in the legal field or in the public sector, you know, typically people are in the Eastern Seaboard, whether it's like NYC or in Washington D.C. But you know, living in the South all my life in Texas and then now going to school in Florida, I personally don't see myself in the South again.
Oh,
if
no.
Wait, let me finish. Wow. If I ended up in the South, there's nothing wrong with that, but I personally would be surprised if I ended up living in the South. I will say one place that I would not want my, I do not see myself living is, you know, like somewhere landlocked. So like Idaho or Kansas. Sorry, okay, I can't do
need
it.
Some water.
Yeah. I can't do it. But yeah.
Okay.
I would say just like also another place like Texas, because
Texas is a growing place, but it's going to run out. It's going to be the next California. So? Too many people are going to be there and you're going to have issues. But
I like the houses. I don't know. I see them on TikTok and stuff.
TikTok.
Yeah, Houston's growing. It's like the greater metropolitan area. It's growing. Mm-hmm. Austin's growing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I say this now. We say this now, but a lot can change.
Yeah,
a lot can change.
It's so wherever you follow life, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever life takes you.
Yes, sir.
So I want to thank you all again for joining my show. I really appreciate y'all. Like I said, thank you for the love and support. I really do consider y'all to be family. Y'all like my little brothers. Yeah. I'm older than both of y'all, man. Little brothers. But in all seriousness, yeah, like, thank you. Is there anything y'all want to add before we wrap up?
No. Appreciate you, bro, for having me.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
For sure.
Okay. I know I'll have y'all back. So, again, thank you.
Look forward to it.
We'll chop it up.
Soon. Maybe we'll have beards like Regan's next time.
I know, right? Baby face over here. Yeah, but I appreciate it. Boy, my mind is blown just thinking about how in 2 years I'm supposed to be in the workforce. And because I'm a journalism major, my mom doesn't tell me this, but could end up in North Dakota somewhere covering girls' high school soccer. That's tough, but it is what it is. And I'm sure the next 2 years will go by just as fast as the first two. But like the song says, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. And I plan to enjoy those next 2 years and fly like an eagle, spread my wings, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me, I'm gonna fly. Fly right into the future. So those aren't the exact words, but that sounded pretty good to me, and you knew I was going to switch it up at the end. Come on now. Stay tuned. That's the end of episode 17. Thank you all for listening. Huge thanks to my boys Serrano and Regan for helping me with this one. I really appreciate it. And shout out to all the college students, man. We've been through a lot this year. I know here at UF, we didn't have a spring break, and it's just been classes straight through. But find some time to relax this summer. Whether you have classes, an internship, or a job, find some time for you. Keep your head to the future, but do some self-care. And if you feel so inclined to spend your free time listening to Tuned In with Trey, do that. Please do that. Share this podcast, subscribe, follow us on social media. You know the deal. Be on the lookout for more content and episodes. And until then, stay tuned. Trey J, out.